Welcome to the Unfunny Kevin Show. I am your host, Kevin Melody. It is Monday, August 14th. Good morning, top of the fucking morning. Happy 5 a.m. if you're listening. Fresh release. Some people do. Some of you maniacs listen right when it comes out, and I respect that. I really, really do. 8 a.m. East Coast. You know, you're in your cubicle. You're in your car. You're doing your fucking thing. You're angry, coffee spilling. I know how that is. Don't you fucking hate that? You don't go to Starbucks, you make your own coffee, and then, you know, you put all the effort in to save the money. It's not much money, but it's good enough. It helps you. It's good enough. Saving that fucking, what is it, 20 bucks a week, however much you got to spend, you know? And then instead, you're just making your coffee at home, being a good person. And then you get in the car, and what happens? You know what happens. I know what happens to you. I know what happens. It happens to me. It happens to all of us. You get in your car. The cup holder is too big or too small. It's normal, standard stuff we deal with. And then you say, I'll just hold it. I'll just hold it in my hand. It's fine. And then you start driving and you realize quickly it's overfilled and then it's just pouring all over the place. And if you're one of those sugar coffee people where you just put like, you know, cinnamon rolls, pumpkin latte creamer. And then when it spills out, it's sticky. Ugh. Blech. Blech. It's sticky. Fucking gets all over your whole driving region is sticky. Ugh. Gross. But if it's black coffee, it doesn't, I mean, it's just, now you're just spilling hot black coffee everywhere, getting everything all fucked up and gunked up. It's just gross. I hate it. I hate it. But that's your morning. That's your morning this morning. And I'm here to clean it up. I'm here to make it a little bit better. Hopefully. I don't know. Maybe I make it worse. I wonder, well, I can't make it, people still listen. So I don't know if I make it worse. Or maybe I make it worse and that they listen because there's like hate listening, I think, and hate watching. I do that. I hate watch. I used to think I hate watched Fast and Furious, but I ended up loving Fast and Furious, as many of you have kept up with over the last few weeks. Okay, so jumping into the show. Last week, let's recap. So I did a lot of stuff. I got a lot of news. So I'm going to share a lot of things. What should I start with? I'm going to start with the car. Because we talked about CarMax last week, talked about the diaper kid and the bad financing deals with this couple. And I talked about being wildly tossed around there and then ended up getting my fucking money, which was great. And I was like, talked about the Jason Statham guy with the Indian kid. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, you should go listen. There's some things that you might need. There's context, necessary context. Context that's missing from the plot here, but okay, bro, this is what happened. So I was looking at a bunch of cars. I got one of them inspected. I found a private seller, and the private seller was this dude who, he's like a hybrid. I'm gonna alienate some folks in the audience, but if you've seen what is it called? It's called, oh god damn it. Come on, Kevin. Come on. Come on. Napoleon Dynamite. Remember Uncle Rico? So it's kind of like if Uncle Rico and the dad from Little Miss Sunshine. This is deep. A lot of you aren't going to understand this. I'll try to, I don't know. The dad from Little Miss Sunshine with the Bluetooth, the salesman guy. It's like if him and Uncle Rico fucked, you'd have the guy who sold me the car. I love this guy. Fucking love him. Love him. He's hilarious. So he's from Chicago and he sells like solar or something. And basically what happened was his aunt, her name was Carolyn. She was an old lady and she bought this, or her husband bought her in the year 2000, this like British racing green Jaguar. XJ8L, long base. You got the big back, big front. And it's like, you know, back then still getting imported from the UK. Now I think they're made in like Korea, but no fucking aluminum body. It's made of steel. Fucking, I mean, it's gorgeous. But then you're like, Chicago, what about the snow? It's never driven in the snow. She was 90 years old. That's a lie. Not true. I had the British guy go under there and he shit his pants. So I had a mechanic look at it. He's, you know, British mechanic, blah, blah, blah. And he basically was like, dude, these engines are fucking incredible. The one that I got is incredible. She drove it like 1,000 miles a year. So it's like fucking brand new, basically. And so she passed. So when Carolyn passed, her nephew, the guy I met, we'll call him Nick. He was in Chicago. He moved it out here. He came out here to be with his kids. They moved during COVID, this whole thing. So he drove the car out here, garaged it, put like about $1,000 into it because it was sitting for a long time. So he needed like a battery and all that stuff. And then I was like, I'm going to put more money into it because I wanted to make sure it's brought up to standard, you know, fucking change out engine tensioners. I'm isolating even more of the audience. There's no idea what I'm talking about. But anyway, I wanted to put some money into it and just have a car because when I was younger, when I was really little, I was never like a car guy. I never was. I never really cared for them. Still aren't. Still am, is not a car guy. But I remember when I was little, maybe like mid-90s, I saw my first Jaguar in the wild and I thought it was really fucking cool looking. And everyone's like, they're dog shit. Except British people you meet, they're like, nah, it's fucking great, mate. It's fucking great. It's fucking Jaguar. Fucking racing DNA, Jaguar. Look up your history books, fucking mate. Go to Coventry, England, mate. They fucking race over there. And if you haven't watched F1 Racing or MotoGP, it's both really good. But anyway, you do your research. Jaguar has a rich history. But anyway, I was like, okay, I want to buy one. I want a British Racing Green. I want this one. Did all the shit. Got it checked out. Paid cash. We're all good. Now, here's the thing. The biggest problem. Cars in Carlsbad. I sold my car. And my wife has been dealing with things, with work, with life stuff. And so I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna trouble her. And also, I'm not taking a fucking Uber to Carlsbad because I looked into it. A private car is like $100, $200 to get over there. So I was like, fuck that. So what I did as a Long Beach resident was I had my wife drop me off at the train station in Anaheim. And I took a business class, like a gentleman. I think it was like $30 from Anaheim to Oceanside. And then I was going to have him meet me at this like smog place, get it smogged. And shout out to Lightning Smog in Oceanside. I worked with, I fucking won't remember his name, Derek, Devin, Brian, whatever. Great fucking dude. They give you fucking California plates. They register your car. They give you title. They get your pink slip shipped to your house and they smog. I mean, Lightning Smog, shout out to them. Shout out to the coffee shop next door is really good too. It's like a bar. It's something rye. I'm trying. I can't remember. Can't plug it all, but it was a great experience. But let me just roll back to the Amtrak. So I haven't been on a train since I was a little kid that wanted a Jaguar. Like, I don't think I was like six the last time I was on a fucking train. And that's largely because in LA, you're taking the bus or you're driving. You're not really taking trains around here. But I took the fucking Amtrak and I'm going to tell you, it was an interesting experience. The Wi-Fi was shoddy. Could have been better, you know, but other than that, it was great because I drove to Carlsbad to look at the fucking car. And that fucking bro, if you're driving, if you hit that Camp Pendleton stretch of freeway, where the fucking PCH kind of turns into the 5 and it's like an army base, it's like 15 miles of nothing. And if there's traffic, you're fucked. Forget about it. Oh my God. But the train whizzes by and it's coastal. So you get to look at the ocean. I was watching fucking shit on my iPad. I was worried that there'd be like just a bunch of fucking homeless people, but there are no homeless. The train is not for homeless anymore. The train is for like paying customers because I was checked. I don't know if I was being profiled or if it's just protocol. Again, I haven't been on a train in a while. Some dude in a funny hat asked me like 4 times, like between stops, it felt like. They'd come and go, can we check your ticket? Thanks. Can we check your ticket? Thanks. It's not even a physical ticket. It's a fucking QR code. So they bugged me for that shit. And I was fine with it. It's like I did it. But the train was fucking interesting, man. Taking the train was fun. It wasn't that bad. Had the Wi-Fi, had an iPad. I was watching like Raging Bull. They give you free coffee. They give you juices, water, snacks, all that shit. And then I found out you can get drunk on the train. They have alcohol. And the conductor was like this dude. He's like, I think he was Filipino, but He like jumped on the radio and he was like, "Hey, what's going on, brothers? What's up? Hey, listen, everybody. Thank you." It was so unprofessional. He was like, "What's good?" It was like me doing the podcast. It's like, "What's good, brothers? What's up, man? Hey, listen, here's the deal. You guys want to have drinks? No problem. We take Apple Pay, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App. We are Cash App ready. We pay cash, Cash App, Apple, Zelle, Amex distribution funds, PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, Apple Pay, Android Pay, Samsung Pay." He just started, he was like, they're like, "We take every form of fucking payment." It was insane. And he said that they had like vegan burgers and all this shit. I had no idea that the fucking train was that crazy. Like I really had no idea. So I go fucking make it to Oceanside, get off at the train station, walk to the smog place. It was literally, it's a shout out Lightning Smog because it's like right next to the train station in Oceanside. And I had a good time. I met up with the dude, and the dude's from Chicago. So we go to the bar, I get him a cup of coffee, and we start talking about football and the Bears, and I'm a Jets fan, shout out to Jets, and we got Aaron Rodgers. Bears hate Aaron Rodgers. So he's just like, "Yeah, man, you know, I fucking hate Aaron Rodgers, man, but you know, it's all right, man, he's not in my division anymore, it's okay, man, oh man, I have to reconsider selling you the fucking car, man, you know, I gotta tell you." Like, he was like this hilarious Midwest guy. Kind of had the Uncle Rico swagger / Little Miss Sunshine dad swagger going with the Bluetooth in his ear. But just a good dude, all around good dude. And he was like taking pictures of the car. He was like, "Damn, I really don't want to give it up." I was like, "Take your money." And, you know, it was fun. It was a good time. But I got the car, so I wanted to let everybody know, done. And then I took it to the shop so I could get some work done. I wanted to have oil change, fucking all this, you know, preemptive shit. You know, give your cars love, they'll love you back kind of thing. So I did that. And when I went there, it got even more interesting. I went to this place in like Huntington Beach. And there was like a young dude who owns the shop. And then there's this old dude, this old British dude. And he's like brown and pruny for a Brit. Brown and pruny. You know those like when they show you homeless dudes? Typically in third world countries that have just been baked under the fucking sun, and they're just pruned out. Think Florida. Like, think about a Florida white that's like lives on the beach. Looked like that, but he does not, you know, doesn't check any of those boxes. And he was like a walking cigarette. The dude just chain smoked. And he was like telling me, you know, he's all excited to work on the car. They hadn't seen a green one there in a while. And the dude that owns it was like, "Hey, bro, if you want to join the Jaguar Club, we have a club." I was like, "What?" And it made me think, like, I'm sure there's listeners that love cars and join car clubs and stuff. In my head, I was like, that's just business because I do some shit on the side. I can do real estate referrals. That's just business. I'll join. Sure. Fuck it. Why not? But clubs, dude, who's joining auto clubs with no benefits? I thought like a Jag Club makes sense. Lots of money floating through that. But I noticed people that do probably Toyota Club meetups and Honda Club meetups and Hyundai Club meetups and Kia clubs. Whew, I would love to see the people in those fucking clubs. That would be fucking... Everybody's just fucking Fast and the Furious out trying to get Nas on their fucking car. Insanity. Fucking insanity. But yeah, so... That's done. Chicago guy rode the train. Train didn't have, you know, wasn't fucking bananas. But yeah, it got a little bit crazier in the week when Friday rolled around. But we're going to talk about that after I share some words from our folks who sponsor the show. Oklahoma Smokes, folks. It's oklahomas.com. What more do I need to say about these people? Number one, they sell the best CBD smokes that you can smoke, period. I've seen competitors. They all try, but none of them really come quite close to Oklahoma Smokes. Oklahoma Smokes is grown under the California fucking sun. It's organic. It is zero chemicals added. It covers every single granola box you fucking have. I know you're very conscious of your health and you're worried, but we got to kick your habit and keep the ritual. These are CBD flower cigarettes and pre-rolls that have no nicotine and they're tobacco free. 42-day money back guarantee. And again, 40,000 plus happy customers, 24-hour shipping window. go to itsoklahomas.com, make a cart, go to the code, put in Unfunny Kevin, UFUNNY Kevin, and get 15% off your order. All right. Enjoy It's Oklahoma's now. We want to talk about One Moon Many Stars, Spring Mooney, someone whom I love, who's been on the show, episode 58, started One Moon Many Stars to continue the Mooney legacy by paying tribute to the inspirational affirmations her father used throughout his career as the godfather of comedy. The legacy lives on. Support Spring and honor Paul Mooney's legacy by visiting onemoonmanystars.com and making a purchase today. And lastly, Tapped Fucking In. We just had a great show with my good friend Charlie Shuffler. Great guest. I had a great talk with him. And we have some fun on that show. It's one of my favorites. So go to youtube.com/tappedin or go to tappedinmusic.com and enjoy the show where we talk to producers, rappers, R&B artists, and upcoming underground sounds, hosted by me and one of my best friends, Julian Little, a.k.a. Big Jew, a.k.a. Diamond Jew, a.k.a. Car Guru Jew, a.k.a. AMG Jew. We explore the Wikipedia of some people you love and some people you never heard of. Listen and watch while we navigate through fun conversation and spice things up with the Tapped In Wheel. Subscribe on YouTube and follow on Instagram at Tapped In. So on Friday, I took my wife to see this artist whom she loves. And he's basically, his name's Noah. I thought it was Noah Kahan. And then she goes, it's Noah Khan. And I was like, okay, Noah Khan. And you know, there's a pattern with my wife. We've gone to the Greek twice to watch sad, white people twice. The first time was Phoebe Bridgers. And it was pretty funny. It was all like 12-year-old white girls wearing black tights with like skeletons and stuff. It was quite a weird audience. The type that would probably, you know, cry on a boat that their parents own in Cancun. Like those types. There's like, it's layered. And again, I'm not that person that's like, you're rich, what are you crying about? Although I am. You know, but it's a very funny audience. Now, my wife is awesome and she has, you know, hilarious things to say about my own taste. So I'm not bashing her. We actually had a really fucking fun time. It was more like the things surrounding the concert that were insane. But at least it gives me content. So I'm going to go with that. So basically, I went to see this dude. Now, his music, if you've never heard it, it's not bad. It's kind of like folky country shit. So I told my wife, I was like, I'll wear a cowboy hat. And it was funny, no one wore cowboy hats because it's not really country. He one time on stage said he's the Jewish something. He said, he was like, I'm the Jewish, you know, Mark Wahlberg or whatever, because he's from Massachusetts or something. Or no, he's from New England. And he said something like, yeah. And then I was like, that guy's Jewish. I didn't know that, because you wouldn't believe it if you heard his music. I mean, there's nothing, not that you'd be able to tell, but his content's funny. It's like his songs, he's basically talking. So there's a song where he's like, my parents put me in therapy and it didn't work. And I'm on Zoloft. Oh, Zoloft. And it like fades. I don't know. It's really hilarious. So in the audience, you have a mixed bag. There's some older white women. And then there's some very young white women that are doing like a, they're wearing these big platform shoes and they're doing like a slam dance. Google it really quick if you haven't seen a slam dance. Their arms are flailing. They're like clip-clopping their feet. You would think they're about to pull out spoons and like a washboard. That's why the Jewish thing didn't make sense to me. I feel like usually they create things I love that don't sound like this. But, you know, it was absolutely insane. It was like a genuinely entertaining concert. But what we did, and I recommend this to everyone that goes to the fucking Greek, is we park, we do this all the time. We park in a neighborhood around this restaurant called Mess Hall. We park around there. We find a spot early. Then we go have dinner, you know, and then we take a fucking lift a little bit before to the Greek. So then we don't have to worry about, you know, fucking kids riding birds and shit up the hill. Having to park at the Greek sucks. So it's a good plan. It's worked. We've done it before. We got picked up by this dude who was like, I ordered a you know, no flex here, but an Uber Black Lux. No, Lyft Black Lux. One of their like private, their big private cars. Because I thought, you know what? We're going out. Let's have fun. And it's like 2 miles. So it's not going to be expensive. So I ordered this car and we're picked up by what I can only describe as a guy who physically looked like Gru from Despicable Me. He was like a big, wide-bodied, older Russian Armenian type dude, and his name was like Higop, like Hygop or something. Higop Gyonkyonch. And I was like, okay, hi Higop, you know, I'm Persian, he's Armenian, we have, you know, we're brothers. And he wouldn't talk, and that's when I was like, that's the first sign. I was like, oh, he didn't go for the like, hi, I'm Persian. Ha ha ha. You're Armenian? Cool. I know Armenians. Like, he wasn't talking to me. So I was like, that's kind of weird. And then he goes up. So if you guys haven't been to the Greek theater, it's basically perched on like a hill. It's set uphill. So he starts to incline up the hill. And that's where you hit traffic because you just kind of like sit, you know? And the hill, I don't know, let's say it's a mile, right? He gets about a quarter in. He's not even like halfway up the hill. And he starts playing with his phone. And I go, hey, excuse me. Higop, is everything okay? Why are you on your phone? He's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm I was like, what did you say? And he's like, oh, no. He starts mumbling under his, and I go, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? And he's like, starts like kind of like, run. He has a couple of strands of hair on his head and he's like combing it with his hands and kind of like running his fucking hand on his head, like, you know, profusely sweating. And I'm like, what's going on? And then he's like, traffic. Traffic. I said, yeah, traffic. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, no, this is not going to be 6 minutes. Because the app said fucking 6 minutes. And I go, yeah, it is going to be 6 minutes. It's not that far up the hill, but it's bumper to bumper. So it would normally take you 1 minute. So it's an extra 5 minutes. We'll pay, right? Now, this dumbass, I had cash on me. I had $100 in cash. And the Greek doesn't take cash. So I could have reached into my wallet, given him a 20 just for hanging out with us and not freaking out. And he goes, no. we must cancel. I said, what? He said, yeah. We must cancel. I said, what do you mean, yeah? We must cancel. We're not canceling, asshole. And he's like, no. Hold on. Now, if you go up the hill, there's little tiny openings to kind of bust a bitch. But at the same time, when it's bumper to bumper, there's like signs and traffic police that say don't do it. This motherfucker busts a bitch in the center of the Greek hill and goes, I will cancel, you don't have to pay, get out. I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean? Like, you're just gonna drop us off half, well, not even halfway up the hill? And he's like, sorry, cancel. I was like, cancel? What the fuck? And mind you, bro, when you go to the fucking Greek theater, everyone that's listening that's been knows this, there's no reception until you get to the other side of security. So you can't call people, you can't use your phone, nothing. You can't call another Lyft or another Uber. So my wife and I just had dinner, our stomachs are full of shit, and he drops us off in the middle of the fucking hill. Which is awful, but we're a power couple and we are a gym couple. No, I'm just kidding. We were pissed and we pushed through though. We fucking sucked it up. We pushed through. We walked all the way up the hill, sweating our balls off. And it was funny because, you know, I was like, what are we going to do? You know, like, I'm sorry, you know. And I got her these tickets back Christmas for this fucking Noah Khan guy. So we get up the hill, we get in line. Okay. So now we're in this line with all the fucking crystal white girls with the cowboy hats and the cowboy boots. No dudes are wearing cowboy hats, but I had a cowboy hat. And they're all kind of sweaty, and they all have interesting makeup, and they all talking about the moon for some reason. And not, they don't talk about the moon. Like, they talk about the moon to appear anti-racist. I don't know. It's very strange. You ever meet those they're like kind of dainty white girls, and they have like the gems at the crow's feet, like where their eyes are. They have those gems, like face gems that go up, and they start talking about, like, you're like, "Hi, I'm Kevin." And they'll be like, "Hi, I wanted to let you know the lunar eclipse that's coming in about 100 years. That type of moon alignment will not be tolerated. Okay. My name's Jem. Your name's Jem. Okay. My name's Kevin." Like those types where they think, like, rather than just being a person, they adopt this like weird set of astrology beliefs to just kind of like compensate. Like it's like putting the black square up on Instagram, right? When George Floyd shit went down, it's like not doing, it's not real. It's just diverting from actually having to be a person. So there's a lot of those moon girls. I don't know. And we had a couple in front of us that were just like outrageous. And so we get up to the security area, and I realized I can't get into my fucking Ticketmaster app. I'm trying to get on the fucking Greek Wi-Fi. Shout out T-Mobile. I can't access it. And then we realized, well, I said, "Listen, babe, when we came to the Greek last time, on the other side of the security gate, you get really good Wi-Fi. So we'll just go through security and I'll chill with the security guard and we'll pull out, you know, our shit." So we get up there and it's this like 400-pound Mexican chick, and she was like, "Ticketmaster, please." I was like, "Okay, yes, I'm doing the Ticketmaster." So I pull up Ticketmaster and I go, "Oh, no Wi-Fi." I was like, "Sorry." She's like, "Oh, yeah, we're going to need you to pull up your ticket." I'm like, "Okay, bitch, chill the fuck out. Don't fucking take an attitude with me, first of all. Just walk the fucking mile up this hill because he gonna be one fucking work pinch pese. Fucking kick me out of his goddamn car with my wife. So I can't get into the fucking Ticketmaster app because I don't have any service. Why don't you let me get scanned through, bitch? We'll prove that we don't have weapons and we're not hostile. And then you can check in my ticket in. So like, here's the deal. No Ticketmaster. You're not getting in here, sir. Okay. So excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir." And I'm not even talking, but she keeps, you know, the like, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. She's doing the excuse me, sir shit to me. And I'm not talking. She's not interrupting me. I don't know why she's asking to be fucking excused. Then my wife is pleasant. She's just calm. "Okay, like, it's okay, baby. We'll step aside." She's like, "Listen, you can like walk over there. Okay, walk over there. Okay." And then like, "Did you put your phone on airplane mode?" I'm like, "Yeah, I put my phone on air. How old do you think I am? Jesus Christ. Of course I put my, I know what to do. Just let me go on there." "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir." I'm like, "Dude, because they gave her a fucking magnetic wand and a goddamn square reader thing that checks tickets. She thinks she's the fucking president. She thinks she has this authority over everyone." So I'm like, "Okay, fuck it. I'll be back." Thank Christ. I walked to like a couple feet down the road and we were able to find service, and we get our tickets up. We're good. So she was like, "Don't worry, just come back to the front of the line and I'll let you in." Okay, cool. We come back to the front of the line. She's like, "Can you stand over here, sir?" And I was like, "God damn it." She put us like five people back. I was like, "Okay, at least we don't have to wait at the very end." So she puts us like five people back. And the three bitches in front of us, they had their ticket, but they were trying to smuggle in shots. And they must have been like 14, bro. This bitch, they get stopped by the dude, the fucking security guy on the other side of the fence. And the security guy goes, "What do you want to do, Jocelyn?" And she's like, Come on outside, girls. Let me see. What is that? 1800? Okay, let's pop it. And then they start fucking taking shots with the goddamn security cunt. I was like, yo. Yo. Jocelyn. Bro. Come on. You couldn't show me an ounce of that mercy? She's like, you know those shots were expensive. I'm like, what? First of all, no, they weren't. That's ass tequila. Second of all, why couldn't you just have... Anyway. Whew, I sucked it up. I was calm. Jocelyn is my friend. She let us in. We got the shit scanned. My wife and I had a fun time. It was fine. It was all good. It makes for a good story. You fucking live and you learn. I'll never use Lyft again. Only buying private. And, you know, it was an interesting fucking set of obstacles. And that was that, you know. That was fucking that. And next week, I'll hopefully come back with more insane, strange events for you to enjoy. But in the meantime, I want to thank you guys for fucking listening. I want to shout out everyone that's been supporting the show and listening every Monday. I really appreciate you. And I want to let you guys know the Patreon is coming September 11th. And you'll get a full hour. And the tier is $1 and a $5 tier. I will put all the information in the description soon. But I appreciate you guys for listening and supporting the show. Go to unfunnykevin.com to listen to all the audio, Spotify, Apple Podcast stores. Leave us 5 stars and a review. Go to unfunnykev on Instagram. Give me a follow. Follow Tapped In. Go to tappedinmusic.com to watch the show. Yeah, that's fucking it, man. I hope you guys have a great week. And I look forward to chatting it up with you guys. Stay safe, okay? Just remember, I'm Jocelyn. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I know what type of I'm nonsense. Smack a nigga with a palm fist. Knock his iPhone out his head. Drop his son, kids, I'm on mix. Walking red, it's a Glock 40 on me, but it's a 9 in the head, it shoot both of them. I be having modified guns, transform some Decepticon. Every day I'm walking with a weapon on, stepping on Louis Gooey, whatever that is. TSF business, sauce walker, I been that kid that did. Made a couple million off of that. What's the name? Don't matter. The fame, my not Rihanna, but these platinum dollars. Put her on the billboard, shit, solve your problems.